I'm joined now by Dave Healy, OBE, black country legend and longtime friend of RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Dave.
How are we doing, Barry? Hey, I like these introductions you give me these days.
They're getting better with practice.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, fine, mate. Thank you.
So, Dave, I was saying in the intro, OBE, that's for your services to charity. You've done countless challenges over the years, 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days, escape from Alcatraz, the most recent escape from Colditz, many miles, grueling miles spent on bikes and on foot, running to raise money for charity. And as I say, awarded with an OBE. Now that you're in the Queen's personal address and phone book, you've been invited to take part in the Commonwealth Games Queen's Baton Relay.
I'm a hometown hero, which means I'm representing West Bromwich, the region, within the Commonwealth Games in some capacity. We're not 100% sure, you know, where we stand with that one. But nominated and actually accepted to be in the baton relay, which my slot will be on the 25th of July, somewhere in Sandwell. We don't know exactly where yet, but what an honour, mate. What an absolute honour. So, you know, as you say, things just keep getting better and better.
What does having the Commonwealth Games in the nearest big city mean to both Birmingham and the surrounding areas?
You know what? I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. We are, you know, Birmingham. I mean, I'm part of the Black Country as opposed to Birmingham. But, you know, Birmingham is the second city. And I just think it's going to highlight Birmingham, the Black Country, West Bromwich, the West Midlands. It's going to highlight what we have.
And fresh back from your escape from Colditz challenge, you should be feeling fit for this next one for the Queen's Baton, really.
Most definitely, mate. Most definitely. I mean, Colditz was, again, another incredible adventure. 800 miles of cycling, Germany, Holland, back into Britain. Colditz Castle, and the history was incredible. And dare I say it, the backside is now fully repaired. The legs are sort of turning again, and we've been out running, so I'm, you know, feeling up for the challenge, mate.
Well, the Beatles sang, "Will You Still Need Me When I'm 64? How much charity work have you got left?
You never know, Barry. You know, I said to the missus, this could be, you know, whatever, and there's nothing else on the horizon. And people say, well, how do they come about? And then I had a silly conversation last week and something sparked. And I thought, ooh. So, you know, watch this space. I mean, the thing is, with the Baton Relay and the Commonwealth Games coming up, you know, there's going to be plenty more this year to do. But there is something, there is, if you want to, that little flame has got close to a blue touch paper that could spark something off. But I'll keep that for another day.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Sandwell and the surrounding areas, all the nice parks, dog walks, etc. You've got some brilliant dog news for us.
I have. This Monday, gone, as in. I've just took my latest number 5 guide dog. I got matched about 3-4 weeks ago, just before, and then just after Colditz, I walked with Peter. His name's Peter. He's a retriever, a very positive young man. The trainers have been coming, and they've actually been walking him around some of the routes that I, you know, obviously will be covering. But he's basically stayed at home so that he can get used to the home environment, the cats, you know, kids, etc., what we're about. And then as of this Monday, I and Peter, we're off to Telford, and we've got 11 days of training. So hopefully the bond will start coming together, and then I'll come back home. We'll probably have another week at home where I will do routes with the trainers, and then hopefully then I'm going to be let loose with my new pal. So Blind Dave and Pete will be on the streets of West Brom and Sandwell. So watch out, please, because he's eager. He's willing. Oh, it's brilliant, Baz.
Well, made up for you. It's excellent news. I know how disappointed you were when the last one didn't work out at the training stage. So hopefully this one's another great dog.
I'm sure this will.
Well, listen, for anyone that wants to keep up with what you're doing or read about some of your past charity work, how can people find out more about you?
We've got a website which is, we are sort of hands in the air saying it's not completely up to date, because, but that's blinddavehealy.co.uk. But most of the stuff these days is done on the social media platforms, on Facebook, which is Blind Dave, and then on Twitter, which is at Blind Dave. And I believe there's an Instagram the kids have set up, which is also a Blind Dave. So, yeah, if you want to see what we're up to, keep an eye on them. And obviously with the baton relay coming up, with Peter on the streets and me and him training, with all sorts of things that are going to be breaking.
And you can also check out Dave's previous interviews with myself on Audioboom. Just search Dave Healy, RNIB Connect Radio, and you'll find those. Dave, good luck when the baton relay comes along, and we'll speak to you afterwards and find out how it all went. In the meantime, thanks as ever for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Barry, as always, mate, it's a pleasure. And let's hope there's much more and many more years of it, mate.